Title: Blender Sampler Rack with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a riser that actually feels like drum and bass, not just a white noise ramp that sits on top of your track like a sticker. We're going to make a sampler-based riser rack that has Jungle Swing baked into it, so it pulls and pushes with your drums, builds pressure naturally, and then gets out of the way for the drop. Set your project tempo into a DNB zone. Somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM is perfect. I'll use 174. And ideally you already have some kind of drum context going, a two-step, or a break, or at least a kick and snare, because the whole point here is that the riser answers the rhythm that's already happening. Now, create a new MIDI track, drop sampler onto it, then group it into an instrument rack. That's Command or Control G. Open up the chain list, and we're going to make three chains. Name them Noise, Tone, and Ticks. The Noise chain is the classic lift. The Tone chain is your DNB character, like a Hooverish or Reese-ish presence. And the Ticks chain is the glue, that brick style, swingy, ghost-noted micro-rhythm that makes the build feel in the pocket. Let's build the Noise chain first. Load a Noise sample into Sampler. White Noise works. Vinyl Noise works. Anything airy is fine. The key is Control. Go into Sampler's filter, turn it on, and choose something like LP24. Set the frequency low to start, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep resonance moderate, like 0.2 to 0.35. The point is, it starts dark and ramps open. That's your tension curve. After sampler on the noise chain, add auto filter. Set it to HP12. Give it a little drive, 2 to 5 dB, just to make it speak. Then add saturator. Soft sine mode is great here. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. But keep your output matched so you're not just getting louder. Then add utility and widen a bit, maybe 120 to 160%. Don't go crazy yet. You want width, but you don't want to smear the whole mix. And mentally note this. Your main automation target on noise is going to be the auto filter frequency sweeping upward over time. Cool. Now the tone chain. Load something tonal into sampler. A single cycle wave is perfect. Or even better, resample a bass note from your own project, because then the riser literally shares DNA with the track. Set sampler voices to 1 so it stays more monophonic and focused. If you want, add a touch of glide or portamento, but subtle. This isn't a lead synth moment, it's tension. After sampler on tone, add auto filter. Try BP12 or LP12. Band pass can be especially DNB, because it gives you that scanning pressure without turning into bright EDM sparkle. Set resonance maybe 0.25 to 0.45. Then add corpus for a little metal air energy. Don't overdo it. Tube mode is a good starting vibe. Tune it low mid, and keep dry slash wet like 5 to 15%. This is one of those devices where a tiny amount reads huge in context. Then add echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 20 to 35%. And filter out lows in the echo so the build doesn't turn into mud. After that, add reverb. 2 to 5 seconds decay is plenty. Low cut at 250 to 500 Hz. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. Now, your big automation targets on tone are pitch ramp and filter movement. Here's a very DNB move. Don't rely on pitch alone. Instead, let pitch rise slightly while the band pass filter scans upward more dramatically. That keeps it aggressive, tense, and grown up. Less chipmunk, more pressure. Alright, now the fun part. The Ticks chain. This is the Jungle Swing layer. Load a short transient sample into sampler. Think rimshot tick, hat tick, shaker, or a tiny break chop. Something with a crisp transient. In sampler's amp envelope, keep it short. Attack basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 60 to 160 ms. Sustain at 0. Release 10 to 40 ms. You want a tight little tuck that can ghost and chatter without stepping on your snare. Turn on a filter and high pass it. HP12 around 1 to 3 kHz is a good range. If your snare is really cracking in the build, push the ticks even higher, like 2 to 4K, so you're not fighting that snare transient. After sampler on the tick chain, add redux, but be gentle. A little downsample, like 1.2 to 2.0, and minimal bit reduction. You're going for texture, not a video game. Then add auto pan for movement. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 180 degrees so it creates stereo motion. Then utility for width, maybe 140 to 200%. Quick coaching note here, if widening the tick starts smearing the center and messing with the snare, keep the dry ticks closer to 100% width and widen only a short, bright reverb on the ticks. That way the transient stays centered, but the space gets wide. Transient stays clean. Stereo still feels exciting. Now we program MIDI for a 16-bar build. Make a 16-bar clip on this track. For noise and tone, make it simple. Draw one long sustained note across the full 16 bars, like C3, that triggers those chains continuously, and your automation becomes the story. For ticks, we're going to write a rhythm that feels like jungle. Start with 16 THs, but don't just machine gun all 16 THs for 16 bars. That's how you get a generic buzz, not a groove. Here's a structure that works. In bars 1 to 8, make the tick sparse. Aim for offbeats. You can place hits that feel like they're answering the snare, not competing with it. And use velocity like a drummer. Main hits around 80 to 110. Ghost hits around 25 to 55. If all your velocities are the same, the groove will feel like a loop, no matter what swing you add. In bars 9 to 16, increase density. More 16 THs, but still with gaps. Add a couple of doubles near the end to build urgency. And in bars 15 to 16, add one or two little triplet moments, like a 1/16 triplet hit or two. Don't overdo it. It's like spice. If everything becomes triplets, you lose the snapback effect. Now we add the key sauce. Groove pool. Open the groove pool in the left panel. You can try a swing 16 groove, something like swing 16-57 or 16-63, depending on what your library shows. But the best move, especially for jungle, is matching your actual drum bus groove. If you're using a breakbeat, right-click that break clip and extract groove. That groove contains the same push and pull as your main drums, so even 20 to 40% timing can feel better than a generic swing preset. Drag your groove onto the tick clip, not the sustain note clip. That's important. We want the rhythmic layer to swing. The noise and tone should stay more stable, otherwise the whole riser starts feeling wobbly, like it's stumbling. In the groove settings, start with timing around 40 to 70%, velocity 10 to 25%. Random 2 to 8%. And I recommend you do not commit the groove yet. Don't commit until you hear how the drop lands. Because if the drop is super straight two-step, too much pre-drop swing can make the drop feel like a tempo hiccup when it hits. Now let's make this rack performable with macros. Open macro map on the instrument rack. Macro 1. Rise filter. Map it to the noise auto filter frequency and the tone auto filter frequency. Set sensible ranges. For the noise high pass, maybe 200 Hz up to 12 kHz. For the tone filter, maybe 400 Hz up to 8 kHz. You want excitement, but you don't need to open to ice pick. Macro 2. Pitch ramp. Map it to tone sampler transpose, or pitch envelope amount if you prefer. Set the range 0 to plus 12 semitones. If you want it subtler and more classic, use 0 to plus 7. Macro 3. Swing amount. Here's the truth. You can't macro map groove pool timing directly, so you use a workaround. The clean, practical method is to duplicate your tick chain. Make two tick chains, tick straight and tick swung. Keep the sound identical. The difference is the MIDI clip. One clip has no groove, one clip has the groove. Then map both chain volumes to one macro in opposite directions, so as you turn the knob, straight fades out while swung fades in. Name the macro swing blend. Now you can automate that blend across the 16 bars, starting tighter and getting more yummy as you approach the drop. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width on noise and ticks. Range from 100% to about 180%. Remember, keep low content from getting too wide. If you hear your mix losing focus, you've gone too far. Macro 5. Hype. Map noise saturator drive and tone reverb dry/wet. Clamp your ranges so you can't accidentally destroy the drop. Saturator drive maybe 2 to 8 dB max. Reverb maybe 10 to 25%. Macro 6. Pre-drop stop. Put a utility after the entire rack. At the end of the device chain, map its gain to macro 6, or just automate it directly. In the last eighth note to quarter note before the drop, dip to silence. That clean gap is one of the biggest make the drop hit harder tricks you'll ever use. Now let's talk arrangement, because sound design is only half the game. Bars 1 to 8. Tease. Slowly rise the noise filter. Keep tone quieter and less wet. Ticks are sparse and swung, mostly offbeats. You're establishing motion, not screaming yet. Bars 9 to 12. Pressure. Increase tick density. Start tone pitch creeping, like plus 2 to plus 5 semitones, nothing crazy. Increase echo feedback slightly. This is where your listener starts leaning forward. Bars 13 to 15. Panic. Add a small break. Mute ticks for one beat. Then slam them back in. Increase noise drive a touch. Open filters more aggressively. and consider adding micro gaps earlier too, like a tiny 1/16 or 1/8 hole around bar 8 beat 4, and another around bar 14 beat 2. Those breaths make the final stop feel inevitable. Last bar, drop prep. Ticks go into a tighter stutter, more 16 THS, with ghosting and maybe a quick triplet flick. Do a fake out, briefly close the filter for a quarter beat, then read open into the stop, then hit that pre-drop silence. And one more important cleanup move, kill your effect tails. If echo and reverb are still spilling into the drop, automate them down right before the stop, or put them in an effect rack with a tail kill control so the drop lands dry and confident. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. Don't overwiden anything with low mids. That's how you lose punch. High pass or keep width sane. Don't swing everything. Swing the ticks. Keep noise and tone steadier. Don't let ticks fight the snare. If the snare is the boss, ticks live above it. And don't do a ridiculous pitch ramp. Plus 24 semitones tends to turn into cartoon territory. In DNB, tension beats novelty. Now, quick intermediate upgrade, swing isn't only timing, it's also articulation. On the tick sampler, automate the decay slightly upward over the build. For example, 80 milliseconds early on, rising to 140 milliseconds later. That makes the groove feel more urgent without adding a single note. If you want an advanced played vibe in Live 12, add a few extra ghost ticks and set chance on them, something like 20-45% with low velocity. Combine that with a little groove random and suddenly the riser feels performed, not copied and pasted.